another in quick succession. The terrible disasters that are taking place from week to week speak to us in earnest tones of warning, declaring that the end is near, that something great and decisive will soon of necessity take place. Probationary time will not continue much longer. Now God is withdrawing his restraining hand from the earth. Long has he been speaking to men and women through the agency of his Holy Spirit, but they have not heeded the call. Now he is speaking to his people and to the world by his judgments. The time of these judgments is a time of mercy for those who have had no opportunity to learn what is truth. Tenderly will the Lord look upon. His heart of mercy is touched. His hand is still stretched out to save. Large numbers will be admitted to the fold of safety, who in these last days will hear the truth for the last time. The Lord calls upon those who believe in him to be workers together with him. While life shall last, they are not to feel that their work is done. Shall we allow the signs of the end to be fulfilled without telling people what is coming upon the earth? Shall we allow them to go down in darkness without having urged upon them the need of a preparation to meet their Lord? Unless we ourselves do our duty to those around us, the day of God will come upon us as a thief. Confusion fills the world, and great terror is soon to come upon human beings. The end is very near. We who know the truth should be preparing for what is soon to break upon the world as an overwhelming surprise. Brothers and sisters, Sister White is... in this passage, that was three paragraphs. If you had it in front of you, you could see it. She's once again talking about these judgments being a time of mercy. She says it a little bit different than we read in early writings or this day with God. But she places it directly in connection with the judgment. And she ties it in with these signs that we looked at last time are an indication that the Holy Spirit's being withdrawn from the earth, which is an indication that men are closing their probation. They are grieving the Holy Spirit away. There is a division going on in the world today between two groups of people, those that are ultimately going to be saved, those that are ultimately going to be lost. But in the midst of this, there are some people that have mercy while other people have closed their door. And I'm talking about the mercy being in terms of not understanding the issue of the Sabbath and Sunday testing that's about to take place. It's clear. Testimonies, Volume 1, page 198. Angels keep a faithful record of every man's work, and as judgment passes upon the house of God, the sentence of each is recorded by his name, and the angel is commissioned to spare not the unfaithful servants, but to cut them down at the time of slaughter. And that which was committed to their trust is taken